HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Tigers and Tigers, Blue Devils and Red Raiders, Spartans, Bulldogs and the Boilermakers, Hokies, Seminoles, Volunteers, Tar Heels, Cougars, Cavaliers, Wildcats and Wolverines, would you believe? What the Duck Organs in as a 12 seed, the Sweet 16.
We start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
This was an illegal takedown.
that failed.
President Trump is celebrating the summary of special counsel Robert Mueller's report that finds neither he nor his campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government to influence the 2016 election. Democrats like former Maryland congressman and presidential candidate John Delaney say the entire report and underlying evidence, not just Attorney General William Barr's summary, should be made public.
We shouldn't have to rely just on what the Attorney General says. We should actually all see it and make our own determination. And here the president goes again when he's saying he was exonerated. What the Attorney General said was he was specifically not exonerated on the obstruction charge.
It was on Fox News at night. The Attorney General's letter says there is not enough evidence in the Mueller report to find that President Trump obstructed the investigation in a criminal way.
Quack, quack.
This is Fox News.
Forgetting to take your allergy medications? Now there's an easy way to remember. Introducing new Big Benadryl. Big Benadryl comes with a prescription-strength allergy medication and a giant grandfather clock alarm bell. So if you forget to take your allergy medication, Big Benadryl reminds you. 24/7. Big Benadryl. You'll never forget to take your allergy medication again.
Sometimes people can just be mean and say things they know tick you off. Greg Budell. Say you're telling a lame-ass story. What could someone say that would really make you mad?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Jay Scott, what would burn your biscuits?
My friend, you gotta stop playing video games.
Oh, man, you don't need that kind of negativity in your life. Emily Hayes, what could someone say to you that would be fighting words?
War Eagle!
Ooh, I wanna slap you right now.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. All we have to tell you is there's no chicken. I'm kidding. There's chicken. There's plenty of chicken. And Rich Thomas. What would make you mad?
We will never have a perfect weather forecast.
Yeah, I guess somebody that knows that much about the weather must watch a lot of the Weather Channel.
And porno.
Well, that too. So be kind today and choose your words wisely. Now, stand by for three men and a lady.
We're just kidding about the chicken, Bailey. There's a whole meat purse full down in the kitchen. Three men and a lady on a Monday morning. You should write you down. Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, and the one and only Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
We've enjoyed a very long 10-day period of storm-free weather, and it's just absolutely been beautiful, and it coincided with spring break as well. And what a weekend capped it off, huh? Showers and thunderstorms back in our forecast today. I think much of the day is dry. But showers and thunderstorms likely later on this afternoon and this evening. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. In fact, the main threats today, damaging wind threat and Also some large hail possible. Maybe even up to golf ball size in some cases. So we'll be watching the radar carefully. And if you don't have our weather app, get it on your phone or tablet today. Today's high around 77. Low tonight around 53. The threat of storms will be ending by late tonight. Then a cooler day tomorrow with a high temperature in the 60s. Can't rule out a stray afternoon shower. I think the chances are small. And then a kind of a chilly time period. Chilly Wednesday and Thursday morning. Highs only in the upper 60s on Wednesday. We'll be a little warmer by Thursday afternoon into the 70s and even warmer Friday. And then another storm system this weekend. Right now this morning, a few clouds. Not a bad start. 87% relative humidity. Calm winds, 51 now, 609.
You must at some level be celebrating Auburn's advance to the Sweet 16.
God, it's a big deal.
Well, it wasn't a close game, but it was amazing to see them play as well as they did that night.
After they were kind of shaky in the first game.
Well, they were shaky against a number 11 team, maybe?
Yeah.
They were number 5 versus number 11 in the first game.
11 team.
Yeah, 11 team.
Remember that?
And it was a one-point difference with that team. Here they played the number 4 team.
They blew out Kansas.
And then yesterday I was watching UCF and Duke.
Did you see Duke almost lost?
Duke.
Yeah.
Duke won by luck alone.
Oh, I saw that last basket. First of all, I saw the three-pointer that put the other team ahead. And
then they went for a dunk and missed the... If they had gotten that dunk, if they had gotten... Because it was a breakaway run that they had, and if they had gotten that dunk...
They'd
be winners right now. Yeah. Duke won by luck alone.
Let's see. The tournament resumes when? Thursday?
Thursday. And Auburn plays on Friday.
In Kansas City.
They're playing number one.
Do you mind if I reach out
to
Dodd Duncan and do a Duncan and some predictathon of the game?
Yeah, the game's not until like something, one in the afternoon.
I don't know what time it is. I just know it's Friday. They're playing just North Carolina.
North Carolina, yeah.
They're extreme, ridiculous underdogs.
The big ones have fallen before.
They have. And again, you look at Duke.
Duke almost did.
Look at the struggle Duke had with a team like UCF.
Duke almost fell to Tony.
It was ridiculous. I think I'll reach out to Don and see if we can't get that set up because we got a situation here involving one of the teams, so we should go with it. I also kind of figured out over the weekend that the real reason people get so into this tournament isn't the brackets and the sheets and the March Madness aspect. It's dirty.
Did you see there's one correct bracket
far? I had last read that there was two, but of course after last night, I guess there's just one perfect bracket that is left out there. I'm trying to see when Auburn is going to play.
They named it, and it's a nickname. This person has I don't know.
They keep track of all those things. Where is the schedule for Friday?
Bailey, it's all over here. This is the side with the food.
When do you find out just how vulgar some of the games were? Let me play a disclaimer to you.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Lewis King with his length and size.
That's a lethal combination, length, size.
Off the backside of Cartwright in a very tight space.
They go to the rim.
The young man likes to push.
And right in motion, got it up.
This young man likes to push.
White trying to deny the box.
Relax and then explode it to the hoop.
He just slaps it out, slap it back, and fantastic size.
They just keep on coming.
He got it off clean, knocking down a big one.
Found himself in the wrong place at the wrong time.
We'll check in with Don Duncan. In the meantime, you check in with Don Duncan if you still got travel plans this spring or just ahead of the summer. I was talking to a show the other day, and they're almost at the end of their school year at AUM. Won't be long. Get your car ready now at Don Duncan's three locations. Any, Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, 2700 Bell Road. You're ready for new tires. True wholesale pricing on all major name brands, and of course, master certified technicians and state-of-the-art diagnostics to check and see if there isn't anything lurking under the hood that could put you on the side of the road, because that's where Don Duncan doesn't want you to be. If you need a ride back to your office or house or a ride to get your car, just let them know. Customer service that exceeds your highest expectation at all three, Don and Duncan, All-American and Tire. Right. You had to forgive me because I pulled this up. I don't know. I know I told Rich.
Oh, real quick, happy belated birthday to Mitch. Did you see the picture that Don posted?
Yeah. No.
So cute.
A baby picture?
A baby picture of Mitch.
Oh, we'll have to find that.
Yeah.
Or if you can send me that, I'll do a special happy birthday.
Auburn plays Friday night, 6:30.
That bizarre condition I had, down, I think I told Rich.
You called me and told me you got a needle in the ear.
What?
Because I have chondrodermatitis, nodularis, helisis.
Those real words are just Scrabble tiles.
In the business, we call it bad ear.
I had to get a shot in my upper right ear Friday after the show. I'll go back for a checkup today.
So what? Okay, and then what happens?
Hopefully, it goes away. If it doesn't, you get a Frankenstein ear. You have to cut down into the top and pull the nerve out.
Ew!
Yeah. I've seen headphones with only one ear.
Thinking ahead, maybe for my birthday, something that. Yeah. It's 6:15. Your local news.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left two men injured. This happened in the 4600 block of Mobile Highway. Police say both men have life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made. The president of the Southern Poverty Law Center is stepping down. Richard Cohen announced his resignation in an email to his staff on Friday. He is the latest high-profile departure for the group. Earlier this month, the organization fired founder and prominent civil rights attorney Morris Dees for unspecified reasons. And several local churches came together to raise money for Lee County tornado victims. The Hand in Hand benefit concert was held at Resurrection Catholic Church. All of the proceeds go to the East Alabama Medical Center Foundation. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You know, I'm sure our listeners will be surprised to learn that
today is a very special day. Do you know why?
It's Monday. Monday's Bongo Day.
That's not surprising.
That does not surprise me.
That is not surprising.
It's Monday. Everybody
back to work. Let's just get it over with.
What is it?
Showtime.
It is 6:16. You'll be happy to know that Menthol Meredith has a crush on somebody.
Oh.
And I got to admit, I'm not the least bit surprised at who she's got the hots for.
Well, ever since I got arrested at the family reunion, I try to stay out of politics. But I have got to say, I would sup that Beto O'Rourke fellow up with a biscuit. Now, I ain't saying I'm voting for him, and I ain't saying I'm not. But I am saying he looks like a big old 6'4" thoroughbred greyhound, and he could race on my track any old day. Now, before you get your panties in the wad and start yelling at me about politics, let me tell you something. I don't even pay attention to it no more. Nope. I realized I'm a lot happier when the only thing I read is the TV guide. So, if you need to know what time and channel Cops is on, I'm your woman. But if you want to talk NATO, you're going to need to call someone that cares, because this chick's had enough. Hell, the only thing I've voted on in the past 15 years is American Idol, and I still feel raw about Clay Aiken. He was so robbed. Please, make American Idol great again.
Yeah,
well
I don't
done.
Think that's possible. I don't think you can make American Idol great again. No, I think it's over.
Well done, Menthol Meredith.
You know what I was invited to participate in? A preview of the ACM Awards? The
Academy of Country Music Awards?
Hopefully you know the awards show that you were invited to participate in.
Well, it's... the text was sent to me yesterday. It's a long time for me to remember.
Yeah.
But to do some analysis on that in an interview with Tim Lennox. How about that, huh?
You're really up on this this country stuff.
I'm going to see if they'll let me do the whole interview like this.
You're going to wear a vest and a hat?
Well, I should wear a fishing vest, don't you think? It's
Can we get you a bolo tie?
Sure. Hey, that'd be great. I should look the part. How about bib overalls?
Just picturing you in boots.
Chaps.
It is 19 minutes after 6. If you have not yet thought about, you work hard, you make your money, do you feel like you're actually accomplishing something with it other than paying bills? Do you feel like
bills.
You have a fallback option, something that is growing that will protect you just in case? That's what you should go see Brent McDonald about and get the ball rolling. At 387-0094, McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, amazing group. Brent was out in Salt Lake City, Utah last week with what's called a Barron's Conference. That's Barron's as in the financial group. He's one of their top 100 up-and-coming financial advisors in the United States. That's the respect and esteem of which he's held by one of the most prominent publications in that business. So you're in the best possible hands. He's got a great team of people over there for you to meet and start taking that first dollar and putting it towards something, whether it's your kid's education or your retirement, whatever. Let him get the ball rolling and start. Even if you're interested in investing, at least ask questions. He can, that's what you love. You can pick up the phone and get answers immediately at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, 387-0094. At 6:20, let's see, we're talking about junk around the house on TV.
Mm-hmm. Oh?
Well, yeah, the junk we have around the house. That's our TV topic.
Talking about our junk.
Okay.
We're talking about our junk today.
Yep.
And on that note, why don't we see how the roads are doing?
Montgomery Skywatch traffic taking a look around the river region on this Monday morning, and things look pretty good out there. We don't see any delays on the boulevard. It's stop and go at the traffic lights, and traffic is building up out there. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride this early morning, and we don't see any trouble on the 31s. Keep in mind, school is back in session in Montgomery, so school buses are picking up kids. Be careful out there. Dream it, draw it, and 3D print your idea at Trenum State Community College's new Art and Engineering program. Animation classes available. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch. Watch traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Oh, well, I try to have a good time.
Well, laissez-les bon temps rouler. Translation, let the good times roll.
Yes, I think she and I are going to have a good time together.
Some good time.
And by good time, she means bumping uglies.
It's a good time.
You're enjoying yourself?
Good time.
Oh boy, do we have some good times.
You guys have a good time.
I'm having a good time.
You're still having a good time.
I'll have fun.
Let's put the fun in funky.
This is really enjoyable. It's fun. I'm not going to lie. It's good.
Don't need nothing but a good time. How can I resist? Ain't looking for nothing but a good time. And it's going to get better.
Drinking up and having a good time.
This is fun.
So fun. I, for one, am having an absolute ball.
The Alabama Shakespeare Festival presents a delightful adaptation of A.A. Milne's Winnie the Pooh, now through May 5th on the festival stage. Join Pooh, Piglet, Eeyore, Al, and more of their friends in a charming musical adventure the whole family will enjoy. Winnie the Pooh spends his days searching for honey, doing his exercises, and playing with his best friends. Don't miss this merry romp through the 100-acre wood. Get your tickets today by calling the ASF box office at 271-5353 or online at asf.net.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Just type into Google your birthday. After you write Florida man, there's an old man who was arrested making love to his tractor again. He says, I didn't know it's a felony to go to the mall. Is munching on bath salts. What's going on with the Florida man? Smoke meth at school tonight. Well, you're trying to score with a gator now, and you're making all the headlines.
Right. Weekend box office coming up in the cheap and trashy right now at 6:26 with the timeline for March 25th. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
The 84th day of the year. Only 281 days remain. On National Waffle Day,
woohoo!
It's the anniversary of the U.S. patent for the waffle iron, which was issued in 1809. Then, 100 years later, 1911, the first electric waffle introduced by General Electric.
I have, for later, an astonishing collection of stats on the Waffle House.
The waffle, okay.
Waffle House fun facts.
Yay!
Wow.
I love Waffle House.
Boy, it's a very colorful place at, let's say, 3 in the morning on a Saturday night.
Heck yeah, it is.
It's National Pecan Day, or pecan. 1965 on this date, Martin Luther King leads 25,000 marchers to the state capitol here in Montgomery to protest the denial of the voting rights to blacks. Montgomery in the national spotlight in a big way on this day in 65. Now our song of the day, and School of Broadcasting students, technically this is a cold open song, but we're going to fudge the rules just a little bit. 1966 number one hit, Mamas and the Papas on your timeline on a Monday, Monday.
Monday, Monday.
All dead, right? I mean, who's the
Michelle's left?
Michelle's left.
She's still alive.
That's it. She's the surviving member of the Mamas and the Papas.
She's the only one I never met from the whole group, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You met Cass?
Met Cass when I was a talk show producer in 1971 or two at NBC. She came to be on the Joel Sebastian show.
All right.
And when I remember her, she was a large woman, but she comported herself with such grace. And she moved like a cloud and was one of the most positive, upbeat people I've ever met that was a real celebrity. It was the same day that Andy Griffith was in my office. It was wild.
What a day. So I had heard that they weren't even going to be like, they were going to be like background singers on a song. And they said to Lou Adler, come here, listen to these people here. He said, if you don't sign them, I'm going to sign them. And so Lou Adler signed them, and the rest is history. Mamas and the Papas. On this date in 1967, the Turtles started a three-week run on number one with Happy Together. Big, big song. 51 years ago today, 1968, 58th and final episode of The Monkees aired on NBC. Show ran Monday nights. It was a show with virtually no plot, you know?
Yeah.
It was kind of like, wasn't it like Help?
It's like Hard Day's Night.
Hard Day's Night, yeah. That's the one. I'm sorry.
There's the Monkees. 50 years ago in 1969, 5 days after getting married, John Lennon and Yoko Ono began their bed in peace in the Amsterdam hotel room. Okay. 1972 on this date, America starts a three-week run at number one with A Horse with No Name. Interesting.
That was such an immediate hit. And I thought, man, this band, if they can keep making songs like this, they're going to be huge. They had a couple more hits, but they never quite.
Group from England called America.
Kind of felt a little like Neil Young.
Yeah.
That song did.
Yeah. I was a big
fan. Through the desert on a horse with no name.
Ventura Highway.
Stretch.
Ventura Highway and Sister Golden Hair is one of my favorites. Listen to this. 36 years ago in 1983, a movie called The Outsiders released, starring, well, some people you may have heard of, but at the time they were unknowns. Tom Cruise, Rob Lowe, Matt Dillon, Patrick Swayze, Emilio Estevez, Ralph Macchio, C. Thomas Howell.
Oh, man.
What a cast.
Yeah. And Leif Garrett was in that movie.
Yeah, he was.
And Diane Lane.
That's true.
Diane Lane. Oh, boy.
See, I know things.
Isn't that amazing? 34 years ago in 85, Prince won the Oscar for Best Original Score with Purple Rain.
Heck yeah.
28 years ago, 1991, Dances with Wolves won Best Picture. I watched that again recently. Joe Pesci won Best Supporting Actor for Goodfellas. 27 years ago, cosmonaut Suri Govari returned to Earth after 10 months on what was supposed to be a 5-month mission. You see, he was forced to double his time in space when the Soviet Union ceased to exist in his absence. So,
They
finally coughed up enough rubles to get him home.
That's the first time I've heard that story.
We
don't have a country anymore. Hey, you guys.
I did it in Random Facts a couple years ago.
You guys.
I remember that.
On this date in 1995, Mike Tyson released from an Indiana youth center after serving 3 years for rape. 13 years ago in 2006, country music legend Buck Owens died in his home. Heart attack, 76. And guess who would have been 77 today? Aretha Franklin would have been 77. She died last year. Respect, you make me feel like a natural woman. Looking out. Let's see. Danica Patrick is 37, a NASCAR person. Sarah Jessica Parker is 54 today. Sir Elton John is 72. The much-talked-about Elton John movie coming out. It debuts in the UK on May 24th, and then a week later here in America.
Yeah, they're already having a big Guns of Megillah over a scene in that movie.
Uh-oh.
The motion picture center, whatever it is, wants out.
Oh.
Or they're going to give it an X rating or whatever it is. Then.
Yeah, NC-17. Gloria Steinem is 85.
X rating.
Gene Shalit. Is 93
King
today.
Shalit, who made a crowd looking like a freaking talking funny.
With the afro mustache and the bow tie.
You sound a little bit like Carol Channing there. <King Shalit. laughs>
I'm sorry.
Howard Cosell died in 1995, would have had a birthday today.
He was my very first radio guest.
Really?
Talk about, and I was just not ready for somebody that big to be in my studio my first week on the radio. But he worked at ABC. Was in for, there used to be a game called the College All-Star Game. College All-Stars versus the whatever team won the NFL championship. Mm-hmm. And they played at the Soldier Field. And ABC broadcast it. So he was in town to do the game.
Right.
And it was just out in the hallway. My newsman says, Cosell's out there. Why don't we get him in? I said, okay. Great. And I was so intimidated. Because he was, but I asked him one question. I said, how come the Cubs always suck? Hmm. I don't think that's the case. He went on to argue with me. But and up close and personal, he had wig flakes and lots of veins in the nose. Cosell.
We used to time into his show live on ABC. Speaking of sports.
Yep.
Hoy Daxton would have had a birthday today, died in 1999. He is famous for his biggest hit, Joy to the World, that we know as a Three Dog Night song, right? Jeremiah was...
That's always fun at karaoke, by the way.
Didn't he also write the No-No song?
Did he?
The one that Ringo did?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
We're 3 days away from the full slate of MLB, Major League Baseball games, yes. And then the Sweet 16 later this week. Auburn plays North Carolina, Kentucky, in Kansas City on Friday. 21 days till taxes are due. Easter in 24 days. And 48 days till Mother's Day. That's your timeline this morning.
With your host, Rich Thomas at 6:35.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
It is quiet this morning, and I think even in the early afternoon, things will be relatively quiet, but we have a severe weather risk today. Check out my morning video for details. Showers and thunderstorms become likely by later on this afternoon and this evening. Some of the storms possibly severe, damaging wind gusts, and some of the models are indicating, you know, hail size up to golf ball size in some cases in these storms. Now, the tornado threat is slim to none, but we never say zero. High today, 77. Tonight's low, 53. The threat of storms will be ending by late tonight. Then a cooler day tomorrow with a high in the 60s. Can't rule out a stray afternoon shower. We'll be in the 40s on Wednesday and Thursday morning. In fact, probably close to 40 on Thursday morning. Highs in the upper 60s Wednesday, into the 70s, low 70s on Thursday, and warmer Friday. Next storm system comes in, of course, this coming weekend, but hey, we had 10 days without anything, and so we're thankful. Right now, this morning, calm winds, just a few clouds, but a nice-looking morning, 51 degrees, 636.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
At 6:37.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Fast talking Jay.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a busy Monday morning. We have a lot of traffic on the boulevard, but no major problems. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride, and there's no trouble on the 31s this morning. Be careful as you're headed into work or school. Remember, school is back in session in Montgomery today. School buses are picking up kids, so watch out for them. Get ready for spring and summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, we are at 6:38. We'll be joining up with our folks. We have just take you inside, because I know how fascinating that must be to our listeners. We get a cue over the thing.
You
get a cue of the thing from them at the TV station saying, Blue Water, this is Waka, can you hear us, blah, blah, blah.
The so we have IFP, a thumbs up. The IFP.
What does that stand for?
Interrupted feedback.
I like to think
can't
of it.
Trick this guy.
You know that scene in Willy Wonka with Mike TV and they shrink him down to put him into the television? And it's all those little bits going into the TV? You don't know?
I don't know it.
That's... That's how I think about.
I got a text from Donnie Turner yesterday, and he had mentioned that he bumped into Mrs. Brugerbottle at Costco, and he said, this is for sore throats, gargle about 30 seconds, add it for sinus with a neti pot. Hold under your tongue for 30 seconds as well. You can put it in a spray bottle and spray on cuts and burns, and it works. So he not only knows how to put cars back together, good as new, maybe better, but he can fix your sinuses. Donnie Turner at Montgomery Paint and Body. I thought that was very thoughtful.
I missed what you gargle and what you put under your tongue. I missed what that was.
I will get additional information when the time comes, but don't forget Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. When we say good as new, maybe better, that's not just some cute little slogan they ask us to say. That is the outcome you can depend on at Montgomery Paint and Body.
It's showtime.
Waiting for the TV connection. Any second now. Well, I'm not better at this.
You're a drunk.
Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Happy Monday. It is 6:40. If you gathered all your unused junk and sold it, how much would it you?
How much would could a woodchuck chuck?
Yes. How much would you make?
Well, a new spring cleaning survey found the average American has 42 unused items sitting around, and they could make $723 if you sold all those items. The top things we're still holding on to are old clothes, books, shoes, home decor, and electronics.
A lot of things on that list. Want to bring in three men and a lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Speaking of, sometimes we hang on to things for sentimental reasons, which is why I will never let go of this Rich Thomas mouse pad.
Oh, jeez.
This is...
No.
So that's not junk to you?
No.
Okay.
No, I could never...
That itself could probably sell for more than $700.
Oh,
however, if anyone's interested in old electronics, come on down. I mean, we've got... there's a reel-to-reel tape deck here.
You never know when you're going to need that.
That's the reason we never throw anything away.
I know.
I may fit into that suit I bought in 1987.
You never know. It could happen.
It's not wired into anything. It's not. You can't do anything with it.
But what if we need it one day?
I've turned a spare bedroom into a storage room of old electronics.
I mean, what if somebody says, oh, look at this amazing, never before heard interview with JFK, but it's only on reel to reel. Whatever will we do?
Give it to Skipper.
Stop.
I know somewhere at home I have a VCR because you never know when you're going to need that.
I have about three.
Because you never know when you're going to need a spare for the spare that breaks, right?
One's for parts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the clothing thing is, y'all know I tend to, I was not crying. I was cleaning my glasses.
It's
true.
It's the
what glasses are on your face right now?
These glasses.
Okay.
I'm cleaning these glasses with this handy wipe thing that you can buy.
Right.
I have suits that you couldn't get me into with a crowbar, but I refuse to give them away, and I should. Some skinnier guy shopping at a Salvation Army or something could probably use them. They're very nice.
Are wide lapels still in style? Bell bottoms?
No, these don't go quite back. That far.
Bell bottoms.
Nice. Leisure suit.
And then I have, like, the shoes I wore to my daughter's wedding, which I wore once because they hurt like heck. But I can't... What am I going to do with them? They were $200 shoes.
You don't get rid of those, and they hurt like heck because you didn't break them in before you wore them all day. It's a thing.
You reminded me about that before.
I mean, I told you everything you needed to do, but did you listen? No.
I don't throw away a lot of clothes now because, for instance, I went down a couple of pant sizes, but I saved the fat pants just in case.
You. This guy sometimes talks like he's Hippo the Weatherman. I don't know what he's talking about, but congratulations on being able to get back. I'm lying. I'll never fit into those pants again.
Anyone a little bit of WD-40?
Good one, Julia.
I like that idea.
Just go those pants right up, slide right in.
And books.
Maybe we should have a yard sale.
Cut them up in like paper mache and plaster them on you.
He's got a great idea.
Let's have a,
kind of a joint turn around.
Let's have a joint yard sale with everybody.
A three men and a lady yard sale. We got the side street over here. We can use that. Bring everything in some Saturday morning and
sure,
make
the boss
some money.
Would love that.
We turned the station into a yard sale. It's a swap meet.
Well, then if we made enough money, we could replace these old electronics we're working with here.
And buy breakfast for our friends.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. The most important thing.
You guys keep planning. Let us know when the yard sale is. Right. We'll make sure we come out and cover
it. Blue Water Flea Market.
See you later.
Whenever Andrew gets tickled.
You know, this is one of those mornings where I'm kind of kicking myself because I wish I had brought a couple of show and tell things from home.
Yeah.
What's in that bag? I'm sure there's something in that bag.
No, there no doubt is. By the way, in full disclosure, I wanted to do the BLTs this morning as kind of a surprise because I was such a temper.
Well, you're in pain.
Well, yeah.
And it was annoying pain.
Oh, it's...
And hopefully it's better today.
Oh, it is.
Okay, good.
I've got to... Now, you can't make fun of me, because I have to put white cream on the tip of my ear.
No, that's fine. As long as it's not from a tube that was, you know...
That tube!
Oh, that other tube.
That
was the right stuff to put on.
How would you know?
Well, I found out when I got there. I showed him my tube.
How could he read anything on
from discussion of...
Oh, Lord.
All right, here's what we're going to do next.
Okay.
The cheap and trashy. Mm. And we got the weekend box office. A record was set.
Yeah.
And some interesting odds and ends on celebrities, a football player retirement, and more. Coming up at 6:45.
I'm the CEO of a business with a big computer network. Now, I'm not a computer guy, but I need to make sure that my network runs flawlessly day in and day out. When the network goes down, so do we. And we rely on Bachelor Technologies. They monitor my network 24/7. They know issues before I do, and they fix them. When there's a failure, Bachelor is on it. Bachelor Technologies worries about my network, so I don't have to. Learn more at wearebt.com. Bachelor Technology.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Now when you bundle with internet, get a phone line for only $9.99 a month. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit wowforbusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids, noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family, one that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home.
Hey, Mom, don't take out my room.
Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 912757.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at WholesaleHunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and reloading supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at WholesaleHunter.com. That's WholesaleHunter.com. Again, WholesaleHunter.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate.
carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, a star is born. On March 25th, 1947, the world welcomed little baby Elton John.
Oh, I see the head, and the sunglasses, and the feather boa.
Is it a boy or a girl?
Congratulations, it's a tiny dancer.
Elton John, a star is born.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Well, I'm going to turn to Jay for a little help on item number one today because this movie, Us, did very well. $70 million, it broke a record for an original horror movie. And by quite a bit, the record used to be held by A Quiet Place with a $50 million opening last year. So this thing really did well.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard there's other hidden messages in this movie that play well with audiences, too. But I have to see it to know what that means. Captain Marvel, still doing well, $35 million, up to $321 in 3 weeks. Wonder Park was three. 5 Feet Apart was number two. How to Train Your Dragon, 5th week at number five. Medea's Funeral Thing, that's number six.
Medea.
So Us was the only new movie to crack the top ten. There was another one that opened up, but I can't remember the name of it. Gronk is retiring.
Rich.
What?
What happened?
Nothing.
Gronk is retiring.
He did announce his retirement yesterday.
Nine years.
Said it all started 20 years ago on stage at the NFL draft when my dream came true. And now here I am about to turn 30 in a few months. Wait a minute. How does... Oh, 20 years old, not 20 years ago.
Yeah, pardon me.
I light my glasses during the show.
10 years old?
God, I was going to say, it seems like he's been with them for a long time, but...
I feel like he, I don't really know the retirement age for football players, but...
But you have to think about how hard they...
Still got more.
Well, you think that he still has more.
But you get hit hard, yeah.
But you think about, he probably, you can at least count from high school to now, so 15 or so years of playing and getting your body beat up.
Concussions,
all that stuff. Better to get out while you still have some of your health.
I want you to hear this sound and guess who's tap dancing. Barbara Streisand. You heard about that comment she made, right?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, did she set herself up. She said that the two victims that are part of that movie, Leaving Neverland, she was basically defending Michael Jackson, saying his sexual needs were his sexual needs, coming from whatever childhood he has or whatever DNA he has. You can say molested, but those children, as you heard say, were thrilled to be there. They both married and they both have children, so it didn't kill them. She got crushed on the internet.
Oh, good Lord.
Wow.
It didn't kill him.
Yeah, so...
I can say that about... it didn't kill you. So what are you crying about?
Your psychological damage. Whatever.
Here is the apology tweet. Like all survivors of sexual assault, they will have to carry this for the rest of their lives. I feel deep remorse, and I hope that James and Wade know that I truly respect and admire them for speaking their truth.
It just seems half-hearted.
LeBron James.
LeBron James.
He left Cleveland, right? He abandoned you guys.
Mm-hmm. And then he came back.
Well, he came back. And then abandoned them again to go to the Lakers because he was going to make them number one. They're not even going to make the playoffs this year. They were eliminated over the weekend. A New Jersey high school, this is pretty impressive stuff when kids can put their energy into something that's cool.
This is cool.
Yeah, they're doing The Alien as a school play. And they made their own props, very realistic. Even got a trailer for their production. And I'll pop that up on Facebook a little bit later. Disappointed Icelandic tourists went hoping to visit a glacier. Were told, no, you can't go there because Justin Bieber is there.
You can't go to that glacier. Justin Bieber's at that glacier.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't. Well, suddenly I just don't feel like going to that glacier at all, regardless.
Well, he shot a video at this glacier in 2015, and ever since it's been
special.
Big tourist attraction. Anyway,
glacier's closed.
Yeah, glacier's closed. We walked glaciers in Canada when I was a kid, and they have these fissures in them that you fall in.
Yeah.
You slip and fall into one of those, you'll never be seen again. They just go down like you wouldn't believe. Johnny Manziel's wife has left him. Apparently. What? Johnny Manziel?
It's Medea.
Johnny Medea is being divorced because his wife says he had a little issue with their wedding vows.
Oh.
So good for him.
I don't have a lot of respect for that guy.
Patriots owner Robert Kraft, his apology for the hurt and disappointment he caused his family, friends, co-workers, and so forth, but he did not address the charges he's facing. He was offered a deal.
He didn't take that deal.
He didn't take the deal. The upcoming Elton John movie, we mentioned this briefly before, will be rated R. It will include some intimate love scenes, but I think the nudity has been removed.
Probably drugs, too.
I mean, he, from what I understand, was very involved with everything.
And count me among those who said the Connors. What was the point of bringing the Connors back if Roseanne's not going to be in it, but it's done well enough to get renewed for a second season?
Yeah.
So I was wrong. It is 6:55.
Let's mark that down.
Hang on a second. I was supposed to do something here. All right. Let me do it. We have a little time here. I want to go back to what I shared with you guys a little bit earlier, if that's okay. Let's see. Where's Dr. Love? I just love trying to say this word. When you're diagnosed with a condition like chondrodermatitis modularis helicis, which is what also known as Winkler's nodule. It is.
Okay. Winkler's nodule?
Look that up.
He misses the pizzas.
It might help if you
I'm looking this up and I feel silly doing it, but
well,
there it is, Winkler's nodule.
Yeah, read about the pain and suffering that thing causes.
Skin condition that affects the cartilage of the ear.
Yep.
Yep. Sometimes referred to as Winkler's disease.
What a stupid! I would rather have almost anything than have a silly thing called Winkler's nodule.
I just call it the
WN.
Winkler's disease.
Winknod.
There's not even a picture of it. It's just a dude holding his ear like, ow, I'm in pain. Yeah.
That's what I did.
Hey.
But here's the thing.
You have a case of the Fonz.
Because I'm actually talking about Adam, what?
Henry Winkler, the Fonz.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's the only Winkler I know.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is that. You are correct. The thing is, there's just a couple of different creams that will work on this stuff. And I want to thank Adams Drugs for tracking them down. They are not, they're used so rarely that they're not something that is frequently stocked. But they found it and had it delivered by 1 o'clock that afternoon. And that's when everything started to get better. And I'm very, very grateful that they made that team effort throughout the whole chain of Adams Pharmacies to find that one medication for me. They do it for you, too. This is the way they are. They just want you to feel better. But I wanted to do a special salute to Lamar and the staff at the Vaughan Road location for launching the search and having it succeed so quickly. Less than 2 hours later, they had it in hand, and I was able to start feeling better. That's the kind of service you want from the old-fashioned type of pharmacy that Adams Drugs happens to be, with personalized service and an effort that will keep you coming back. There are 12 locations. There's one near you. If you can listen to the show over the air, there's one close by you. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find it. At 6:58, Fox News coming up, Rich's forecast, and then random facts with no convoluted intro.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling up towards the 7 o'clock hour, and we see the traffic building up around the boulevard. It's starting to get busy out there, so be careful and watch out for the other traffic. The interstates are still up at a speed limit ride, so there's no problems there. And if you're coming in on the 31s, you don't have any hassles whatsoever this morning. Keep in mind that the school zones are in effect in Montgomery. If you're in Autauga or Elmore County, you've got an easier ride today because it's spring break in those counties. The Vance Law Firm has been voted the best law firm in Montgomery for the fifth year in a row. Thank you, Central Alabama. No representation is made to the
the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys.
I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as